Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta. Noon in with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is ready to fight for their freedoms. And another amazing show. So put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's September to remember, 30 days of doing things differently. I hope you have been. Time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action. BLC, today's topics on episode 251, Save America, Prophetic, Turning Thoughts into Things, Divine Healing, Potbelly Pig Rescue, Creating a Brand with special guest Alex Sanfilippo, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup starts off with me talking about take action items to save America during September to remember. Reverend Ed Broderick, Prophetic Counsel and Paranormal Ministry, Readings, Healings, Faith, and Hope. Gunther Mueller, 5-Step Magnetic Mind Method, How to Turn Thoughts into Things and Love Your Life. Reverend Casper McLeod, musician, author, and pastor, COVID, Epigenetics, Divine Healing, and End of Times Prophecy, fresh off the Bard's Fest chore. And Danielle Betterman, Better Piggies Rescue, Potbelly Pig Nonprofit Rescue, Rehab, and Adopt. Yeah, time to adopt a piggy. And sitting a shotgun in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox is a special guest at 1 p.m., Alex Sanfilippo. He's the host of the top-rated entrepreneurship podcast, Creating a Brand, and the founder of Podmatch, a free service that matches podcast guests and hosts for interviews. It is an awesome service. I encourage you to check it out, podmatch.com. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, Facts, Truth, Take Action, Items, Resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. You can also go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's that Launch Links. Remember Launch Links, that incredible software that you can use to actually just go ahead. Well, it's a nice software. It's an app. You can go ahead and use that and list all of your links in one place. So go check that. Breaking news. Number one, Freedom of Information Act documents. FOIA prove Anthony Fauci paid for gain of function research in Wuhan lab. Not like we didn't know that. I mean, she's gone. You know, it's sad that these documents have to be requested by private groups and Americans and takes months, if not years, to be released. And of course, a lot of the content is always redacted. So where are your elected elites? That's right. They do nothing and are useless. Don't give them any of your money and don't fund any political groups because they hate you and they hate America. Otherwise, they'd be doing something. They're on $180,000 a year, all expenses paid, and do nothing to help you. Keep that in mind. Keep your money in your pockets. Number two, the American Medical Association, AMA, released a 12-page guide for medical professionals and COVID propaganda pushers on how to lie, spin, and do interviews. It includes language swaps. So instead of saying hospitalization rates, it wants you to say deaths. I'm not kidding. This is in a document. Everyone needs to read this and share it with those who are not awake to the scam yet. And also, it is an incredible public relations and marketing tool that would normally cost a business tens of thousands of dollars. So use it to your advantage. Literally, everyone who owns a business or even a nonprofit or just as a solopreneur, read this document. And it will give you so much information. Literally, it'll save you tens of thousands of dollars and PR media training. It's all in there. You could use all of the tactics for your own business. So go check it out. And number three, Arizona's own Liz Harris was on the War Room this morning releasing information on her group's canvas of Maricopa County voters. Here's just one for you. 34% of the people that they knocked on the doors, don't forget they actually talked to human beings. They said that they voted, but the voter rolls said that they did not. So they're calling these now AKA lost voters. And by the way, she spoke at our precinct committee man meeting back in May and told us a lot of the info that is in this report and information she released and a bunch of other stuff that wasn't in the report or in the interview, which was actually juicy. So see what you're missing by not being a precinct committee man. And in order to become a precinct committee man here in Maricopa County, it is so easy. And I believe it's easy for the next couple months because of how the timing works. So if you go to our Take Action tab, everything is on that Take Action tab on our website. Remember, it is the ultimate resource center. Everything homeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. You will see Become a Precinct Committee Man. And that'll be for the entire country. It'll give you instructions. It'll get you over to Dan Schwartz's precinct project, and then there's an Arizona section because I'm here in Maricopa County. So you go to the Arizona section and then become a precinct command Maricopa County, and then there's another page on there for the rest of Arizona. Very easy step-by-step instructions on how to get involved. Back to Liz's report. So they're asking people to join their virtual canvassing movement to share how you voted so they compare it to the national voter rolls all across the nation. So go to canvas50.com. That's canvas50.com. And you'll also be able to get that full report on her findings. And what we're going to do, I had this brilliant idea today. We're going to add this to our website and the AMA report. I'm telling you, this report's brilliant. I have it printed out and I keep reading it all the time because you just learn so many things about media and tactics and propaganda and PR and marketing. That's what it's all about, right, guys? So we're going to add these reports to a new page called Take Action Now and Must Know Info on our Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And of course, you can find that on all of the websites, or what shall I say, all the social media platforms has that on there. And then everything is on that homepage. And of course, just take out the tabs. Just check out all the tabs. We'll talk about those a little bit here. It's 12 of 7. It is September 8th, day 541 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, you heard me, 15 days to slow the spread. We are now at day 541, and it's still going.
Snap out of it.
Oh, come on, peeps. I know you can do this. It is time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work, and don't start wearing one. You know, they actually make you sick and are a symbol, only a symbol of control and tyranny. That's what this is all based on. We've been talking about it for over a year. No more maskals, peeps. Demand no vaccine passports. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It'll destroy your immune system and eventually kill you. Yes, that is fact. Go ahead and look it up or listen to the multiple people that have been on our shows, the experts, the professionals, the doctors, and that's on our COVID facts tab. And you will see on the page that says, oh, I don't know, interviews. Go listen to those. That'll get you into the knowledge if you're still in doubt or you're still not awakened to the scam. Send, you know what else? Don't take any of those fake COVID tests because every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America called ethylene oxide. And God only knows what else they stick on it. And go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Remove your kids from the indoctrination centers they call schools. Get them out of there. Get them out of there now. That's what this whole month is about. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Get involved today. The time is now. Join several local groups. Become a precinct committee man. Show up for as many of the September rallies as you can. They are loaded across the country. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda plandemic. And it's only going to get worse. So don't be afraid of a virus that has a higher survival rate than the regular flu. That is fact, people. That is fact. Boost your immune system, eat healthier, and add some exercise and stop acting like we the sheeple. Oh, and by the way, it's day 228 of the Joe Biden Marxist regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying this country. It is time to decide what you stand for and not just do something about it, but it's time to stand up, show up, be seen, let your voice be heard. Pick a lane, people. This is where we are. What do you stand for?
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Oh, yeah. Now it is time to meet the partners of Everything Home, socially conscious, referral network, and marketplace. Today's topics on episode 251. Save America. Prophetic. Turning thoughts into things. Divine healing. Pot belly pig rescue. Creating a brand with special guest, Alex Sanfilippo. He is a top-rated entrepreneur, and of course, the founder of PodMatch.com. So let's get this going, Pete.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, so we are going to talk about some of the upcoming events that are going on here across the country and in Arizona, right, in Arizona, because it is take action items that we're talking about for a September to remember. September to remember, we are supposed to be this entire month, 30 days of doing things differently, and that is for your business, for your life, and for your community, right? Take action BLC, that's what the B and the L and the C. We've been asking everybody, and I have fallen off the wagon, and I admitted it, I've said it on the air, supposed to get up an hour early every day so you can do these take action items, business, life, and community, whatever you want to do in those three. So business, that's kind of an easy one, right? That's an easy one. Life, that's kind of easy too. That includes that. You can throw exercise, meditation, a little prayer in there. You can do that for life. But community is where it's at. Like I said, this is a very critical point that finally people are gathering and getting together because it is time that we show and we mobilize and we fight against this medical tyranny, this medical, the loss of medical freedom. And where do I start with the rest of the chaos, right? We've talked about it every single episode. You see it in the schools. You see it in now your businesses. And you see it all over the country. And there's no reason we just all don't go back to normal and live a normal life and not have to worry about all this. And what you have to worry about, what's going to come up the next day, right? That's like literally something is behind you. And it is just complete fabrication of fear. Remember, false evidence appearing real. So we don't need any of that. So we just need to go on and get everyone who is like-minded, who believes that things to just go back to normal because they can. And if we don't stand up to it and not put that stupid mask on, which literally just hurts your own health. And if you are putting it on your child, that is child abuse. That is child abuse, and you should not be doing that to your children. And so now it is time for everybody to gather. You've seen people in other countries. You've seen them in Europe, millions. You've seen them in Brazil this past week, millions of people that are taking to the streets and saying, hell no, we're not letting this happen anymore to our country. We want our freedoms back. We want to get rid of the tyrannical nonsense that's been going on. That's what it is. It's pure tyranny, part of the big plan, part of the Great Reset. And you can't say this conspiracy theory because they told you they're going to do it. They started telling you back in 2010. 12:13. I want to wrap this up because I got to bring on Reverend Ed Roderick, who we're going to have a great little session here. So I just wanted to tell you real quick, what we're going to do is if you go to our Take Action tab, you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and onto there is going to have the events that are nationwide and in Arizona. And then, of course, in the Arizona section, you will see that live event. So what is happening on the 13th to the 17th, this is the week that you're going to take your kids out of school because it's all about money with these people. They're not following common sense. They're not following health. They don't care what's best interest of the child. Now they're sending these kids home. We've talked about it numerous times. They're sending these kids home because they don't have any issues, right? They're not sick. Somebody got sick in school, the cold, which that's what this is. It's a form of the flu, called it COVID. Now these kids can't even learn from home because they're not even sending the materials for them to learn at home. Remember last year, online learning was the biggest thing since sliced bread, and now all of a sudden you're not allowed to do it. They tell you it's all agenda, peeps. So the only way you're going to make a difference is you take these kids out of school. We've all encouraging people to take them out permanently because they're just being indoctrinated into in ridiculous information from C3, which is at least here in Arizona. Critical race theory is the low-hanging fruit. That's just part of the problem, everybody. So take out of the kids, and you're going to protest on the 17th, and this is from the Children's Health Defense. Remember, Anna was on the show last Friday. She was on episode 250. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization. So that's nationwide. You're going to take your kids out of school from the 19th to the 17th, and the 17th you're going to go and protest in front of your school board. And that's all going to be listed on the website on the Take Action tab, the live events. And then there's another one. Cindy Chafin over at Moms for America is doing another Take Your Kids Out of School Medical Tyranny, and you're going to gather at the capitals and over the freeways. Remember they were doing over the freeway passes? That's going to be on the 22nd. Look, America. Look ahead, America. That is the group that is big into fighting for the freedom of the January 6th prisoners on the 18th and the 25th. They're going to be rallying at the Capitol. That's nationwide. And there's another one here on the 24th in Arizona at the Capitol, and that is for medical freedom, medical tyranny. Basically, you go down onto any of these events and you protest whatever you want. I mean, it could be human trafficking. It could be the border. It could be election integrity. It could be medical freedom. It could be mask mandates, vaccine mandates, you name it. There's a laundry list. So it doesn't matter what it is. You're standing up and you need to show up. So go check out our Take Action tab and you will see the live events page. It'll all be listed. All right, it's 12:16. I wanted to bring on the good Rev earlier than that, and I'm going to do it right now. So my next guest is Reverend Ed Broderick. He's known as the Cyber Shepherd. I love that. It's all about prophetic counsel and paranormal ministry. And he's also the host of two shows exclusively on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, one of our platinum partners. Audience, big round of applause for our buddy, Rev Ed. Rev Ed, how are you?
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. I went a little too long there, but I didn't realize there were so many events that I knew of that I figured we just got to get everybody riled up and get them incentivized to get off that couch, peeps. Get off that couch.
I thought you were going so fast at one point that you're going to go light speed and go back in time.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that because compared to where we are now, I think going back a few years wouldn't be a bad thing. So full disclosure, I had a personalized session with Rev Ed the other day, kind of needed some grounding, kind of needed some spiritual guidance. And I just want to let everybody know that it made a huge impact. So the work that he is doing isn't in your head and isn't fabricated. And it's not something where, you know, he's predicting the future. You know, he's not like a fortune teller. He's not somebody who, you know, you ask a question and they flips a tarot card. This is all really based on communicating more so with God. And then he's going to tell you, these are things you can do yourself, but all of us always need help because we've all lost our way when it comes to being able to do a lot of things on our own. Right, Rev Ed?
That's correct. Yep. That's true. But I like the way you said. You said that everybody can do that, and that's very true.
Well, very and that's true. The goal. You're trying to encourage people to learn how to do that, to communicate on their own, notice the signs, be able to do that. And then also the big point of all this is, you know, you got to get out of your own head. And that's where all the mess happens, right? That's where the monkey, the knocking around of the noise, and you talk yourself out of things. And as you were sharing with me, you know, I ask my kindergarten questions when it comes to a lot of these topics, especially when it comes to, you know, quote unquote religion. We don't like to really use that word because it's been ruined, especially by the Catholic indoctrination church and pedophile operation, right? But they, a lot of the phrases that you hear, including the whole concept that say the law of attraction, actually comes from the Bible. And when he was telling me this the other day, I think I threw out a swear word and I was like, I'm sorry. I forgot I was talking with a reverend. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, no, it's in this book. That's why everybody tells people to read it and people don't read it. You want to share a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You know, first of all, your questions were not kindergarten. They were right spot on. So you're right there with about 85% of the masses. You know, you talk about big pharma, you talk about big oil. Well, you know, there's big religion too. And, you know, we get indoctrinated into relying upon a religious system or a particular person instead of relying upon, you know, relying upon God. I mean, we were designed to literally be physical manifestations of God, you know. So the law of attraction, sure. And then come up with this, well, we were, you know, and I discovered this and the secret that, and it's just like, no, it's never really been a secret. It's always been there. There's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, I am not God in toto. I'm not source, but I am an expression of God. So therefore, like a father and a son, like a son has the genetic qualities of the father, so I have likeness of my father. Isn't that what we were created to be? In his image and likeness, that means made of the same stuff and acts in the same way with the same result. But see, we don't get taught that. Somehow it turns into this big, huge religious thing. And we end up feeling worse coming out of church than when we did when we went to church in the first place. And,
exactly.
I disagree.
Exactly. Yeah. And having somebody like you to guide you, to guide someone like me, made all the difference in the world. Because these are things, I don't want to say it was common sense, but when you kind of stepped out of it, you're like, wow, this is simple.
Yeah, it's simple.
But yet I'm making it complicated. And we all do that all the time. So you're there to unravel. You're there to guide. And I'm telling you, for the audience that's listening, it makes a huge difference. I mean, it really put the light bulb on as to what the problem was, what the issue. Like, he zoned right in on it.
Simplicity plus gratitude leads to the awakening, which is what's really going on in the world today. And of course, back in the 30s, the word awakening was actually revival. When you revive somebody, you wake them up, right? So that's all I'm doing is I'm providing an awakening for folks to realize, hey, wow, God may be the most complicated essence and being that there is, but the truth that is presented is simplicity itself. So, and that, it's amazing, the most simple of things. Like, for instance, when you ask for something, don't worry about whether you're worthy enough or if God's too busy. Ask for it. What is it that you really want? Put your heart's desire out. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then believe that you've already received it. And then expect it. And then every day, what do you do when you have, when you receive something? You're thankful. And you want to know how, if you have enough faith, is when you're able to give thanks. Because gratitude is the sign of faith. If you're grateful, it means you've already received it. Thank you for this. Thank you for my new car. Be specific about what it is you're looking for. Write out a list, 10 things you want in a car, 10 things you would like in a mate, or even less. Write it down. Get a specific image of what you would like. You don't go to a restaurant and say, give me meat. You are specific. I would like it rare. In fact, I would like to have the roast beef or the fish. So, you know, God's the same way. Ask specifically. Now, there are those who are out there who will say, well, you know, you're making God a cosmic Santa Claus. No, I'm not. Because I'm basing everything I'm teaching on what he's promised. He's promised to meet my need, all of my need, according to his value system, not mine. So if I need a car, I'm going to ask him for one because he told me to. So that's what religion says. Religion, oh, you're going to make, you know, God a big genie, or you're going to make God a cosmic Santa Claus. No, I'm not. No, I'm just, you would give, look, how many of you, when a parent would ask, and, you know, your kid comes to you and says, can I have a piece of bread? You're going to give him a rock or a poisonous snake? Of course you're not. No, you're going to give him a sandwich, for crying out loud. And you're going to, what, smiley face, cut off the crust, right? You make pancakes, little smiley faces. You go above and beyond what they ask. Now, if you being imperfect would know how to do good things to your children, how much more so will the Heavenly Father, who is love, do for you? But I dare you to let him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's further proof, you know, because you were on a couple of weeks, mine was like 2 weeks ago, plus obviously our conversation, and literally the message and the momentum over these past couple episodes that have been, that we've done, all are making everyone realize, or at least bringing it to the surface, that all the things that we've been told, all the things that we've been, well, a majority of them have been taught, are not right, or they're lies, or they're slanted, or they're misrepresentations. And that's basically, we have this now foundation where I feel that we've not to unravel just even the fundamental like thought process. Like we're talking about with religion, at least in the Catholic religion, they always want to make you feel guilty. They always want to make you feel like you've got to, that you're a bad person and you can't have prosperity, and that's just, you know, you're supposed to be destitute, and you know, like they always say, money is the root of all evil, is what they tell you, what it says in the Bible. And that's not what it says. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Meaning that if you're putting money and that desire above other things in the world that have matter and meaning, and that is the problem. That's not what we've learned. We've been told, money is the root. No, there's nothing wrong with prosperity. Look, if you're a good person, money just is like a accelerant for who you are. If you're an amazing person and you get a bunch of money, you're going to do more amazing things. You're a bad person, you get a bunch of money, you're going to end up like Hunter Biden. Look what he, you know what I mean? Perfect
right,
example.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny too, because religion talks out of both sides of the mouth, and that's why it's confusing. They say that God loves you and he forgives you of all your sin, but at the same time, they make you feel guilty and ashamed and that you're not worthy. Well, which is which? Did God forgive me of all my sin, or didn't he? Well, yes, he did. Well, then if he forgave you entirely and completely, then what's left to judge for? Well, there is none. Then where's the guilt? There is none. So if there's no guilt, go get what it is that you need and expect it. And that is what births miracles. The root of every one of your spiritual problems, I can tell you right now. You want to know what the root is? Big secret. The biggest root of every single one of your spiritual problems, and I mean even some of your physical ones, is this.
You.
Guilt and condemnation. That's it. Guilt and condemnation is the root of everything. Sickness, disease, all of it. Not praying, all of it. Guilt and condemnation. You get rid of the root, you get rid of the fruit.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to be able to share with the audience, because I kind of think this is the momentum for where things are going in the world. And of course, this month, you know, September, remember, our guest at the 130 mark was postponed till later this month. So can you jump back on at 130? And I just want to give maybe 15, 20 minutes about how our conversation went, because I really think it'll be some valuable tips for the audience. Are you able to do that, Rev Ed?
What time?
1:30 on my time. So if you're on East Coast, it's 4:30. Jump back on.
I could jump on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem.
Come back on. And then I just want to share with them kind of how our conversation went, because it really made such a difference for me. I think it'll be great for the audience if they want to stick around, and you'll be back, and we'll share that information so we can get everybody on the right track for September.
I'll see you in an hour.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. So I'm going to jump real quick here to my next guest, because now I'm running behind. I am. That's why I want Rev Ed to come back on at the 1:30 mark. Come on, 15, 20 minutes. We'll share how the conversation with him and I went the other day. So let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner. His name is Gunther Muller, and he's actually here in Anthem, Arizona. He's with the peeps here in Arizona. He's a serial entrepreneur and optimal physical and mental health strategist. His 5-step magnetic mind method teaches you how to turn thoughts into things and become conscious creators to live a life you love. Audience, looks like we're changing the world today in our own world. Give him a big round of applause, would you? Gunther, welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. How are you today?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. So happy to be here. And I was getting inspired by the Reverend's message.
Oh, he's really good. He's gotten me kind of on track, and it's helped tremendously. But I think it's a great segue into your whole what do you call it? Do you call it a movement? Do you call it an ideology? What do you call it? Because it's a little unique, it's back to the basics, which, like I said earlier, that's our problem.
Yeah, I call it a revolution in the personal development industry, because for the last 40, 50 years, the personal development movement has always brought you back to yourself to try to fix something, like you're broken. And I think the Reverend just hit it on the head, you know, this self-condemnation, right? I call it these self-sabotaging thoughts that are running in our unconscious or subconscious mind. We've made decisions about life, we made decisions about how it is here in order to survive. And as an adult, you know, wanting what you want, desiring things, those things are unconsciously working against you. And whether it is God granting those things, or what I like to call our superconscious self, I equate that to the spirit or to soul, which is that higher self, a million names for that. But when we become superconscious and when we get connected with that aspect of ourselves that we've forgotten, and like the Reverend said, we ask for what it is we want. We, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, and I say, hey, if you could create anything you wanted in life, what would you want? I tell you, more times than not, the answer is, I don't know.
I know.
And, you know, I loved his comment about you don't go to a restaurant and order meat, right?
Mm-hmm. God only knows
what
comes
you
out.
Want.
Yeah,
so the first
it's not going to be filet mignon.
Magnetic.
Yeah, they're not going to give me the filet if you just ask for meat, that's for sure.
First step in the magnetic mind method.
You're cutting in and out on me, my friend.
Oh, sorry. How's this?
Yeah.
Better?
That is better. See, okay. If you're up in the anthem, that's where you guys are. You're in the high country. You know, the Verizon's not going through the way it should.
Yeah, we are cellularly challenged from time to time.
All right, let's go over number one.
Number one, true choice, true end result, true desire. You got to know what you want, and you got to know it specifically and clearly. So clarity is power. In knowing what it is you'd love to attract into your present moment, into your current reality. And then the second step is we need to create a structure in the mind, a tension in the mind between the way it is now and the way we'd love it to be. The way it is now, the way we'd love it to be, because the mind loves to resolve tension. It your superconscious side of yourself loves to give you what it is you want. And you just have to ask for it. You have to be clear about it. And then the other powerful part is step three. We need to get into the emotion of the end result. We need to exercise this muscle that we have, which is called imagination. We need to be it in order to see it. So we need to first in our mind, anything that has ever been created in this world has been created twice, once in the mind and once in reality. So when we be it, first, we can see ourselves in it, we can experience it, we can have that emotion of the end result, we see it in all its four-color technical beauty, and we have that granular detail going on of what we like. And then the fourth step in the magnetic mind process is I do this with my clients, we do a magnetic mind recode where we, from the superconscious side, just recode that subconscious programming, kind of melt away or remove that self-sabotaging code that's running in there. And that takes about 15 minutes. And then the fifth step is to take the next obvious action. Look for the law of attraction and the secret. Drop the ball a little bit is that you're not going to be able to sit on your couch in your living room and manifest a Ferrari in your garage. Okay? You have to
only
get
in the movie.
Into action. Yeah, only in the movie, right? So you have to take what I call it.
You're cut out on the best spot.
Sorry. What I said was you have to take congruent action towards what it is you want. So being in momentum, being in action is a critical aspect of manifestation and creating the life that you love.
It It's simple things, but here's the point. Again, this is the things that we don't do. Well, we might do them for, say, 5 minutes, and then the other 23 hours and 55 minutes, we're beating ourselves up if we're not asleep, right? Isn't that the problem? But and here's the other thing real quick. There's many different methods to the things that we're talking about today with you and with the Reverend. Yours sounds a little bit more unique. It sounds a little bit more up-to-date. And it sounds like it's actually more effective. I mean, I've been following this mindset. You think I'd be better off from, you know, for all the times I've listened to this type of conversations and methods since 2006 when I did watch The Secret, the movie you mentioned. Why do you think it's different? Because I think it's different by just doing a little homework on the method and then listening to you today.
So the difference is that this is a practical application, right? So we all gather more knowledge. We read the books. We go to the courses, the retreats, the seminars, all that stuff. It's in the application. Knowledge is just knowledge, but the power is in the knowledge applied. So what I shared with you here in the five steps is the practical application of over 40 years of research in the positive psychology realm, in the quantum physical scientific realm. It's all of that together in, okay, what do I do now to get different results in my life? And when you follow those five steps, and you mentioned it, it's important to be consistent, because if you just send up a smorgasbord of wishes up into this superconscious realm or up to God, right, it doesn't know what to give you. You have to be clear. You have to be specific. And you have to be specific for a long enough period of time to let the superconscious side of you know that you're serious about your desire. It's not a whim. It's not a wish. It's something that, oh, it comes and goes, and every 15 minutes you change your mind. No, you have to get clear and understand what it is you would truly love to experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, have that clarity, because it makes all the difference in the world. If somebody knocked on your door today and they said, hey, I have $1 million in a bag right here, but you got to tell me what you want to do with it right now, besides, you know, go
right.
Party, something that's tangible, something that will actually, you know, be grown in years, whether it's something legacy, nonprofit, a business, what is it that you want to do? Most people will be like, I didn't think about it. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to go to your neighbor because you just missed out on $1 million.
Exactly. So that's what your superconscious self saying. It's like, what do you want? You keep sending me different signals. One day you want this, one day you want that. There's no clarity. So that
like
is
dating.
The trick in manifesting.
It's like dating. That's what you guys say about us ladies. You're like, you're giving me mixed messages. One day you're getting a little close. The next day, you hate me. So what is it? And she's like, well, no, I just want to get married. You're like, I give up. You did not have me at hello. So just let's just go our separate ways. I got to find somebody who's not crazy.
Yep. When you learn these five steps, I don't care if you want more money, more love, more intimacy, more health, more whatever it is you want. When you get that clarity, you imagine it, you get into the end result, you take the next obvious action. And if you want to take the next step and really get recoded, that's my recommendation, to just easily and effortlessly wipe out that sabotage programming that's in the subconscious mind.
Yeah, we've got to reprogram ourselves, because literally everything, every way that we've been taught, and a lot of the information is not correct. It's propaganda, lies, not to mention misdirection, and we've got to unravel ourselves by recoding. I like that, recoding. So you want to give the website, do you have the product that you want to push out there and to give people an incentive to turn their lives around? Because it is September to Remember, 30 days of doing things differently, and this sounds very different than I'd say 99% of the people are doing.
Yeah, what I have at no cost to the listeners today is just to go to dreamlifemasters.com. What I'm pushing is education and understanding, learning, expanding your mind, expanding your field to understand how your beautiful mind actually works, and that it's a huge resource and a tool that you just have not applied properly yet, that knowledge. So dreamlifemasters.com.
Awesome. I'm telling you, this is different. This is not the traditional empty box. The way you've heard things you know, to just wish upon a star type of thing. This sounds very practical, as he said, practical application. So, Gunther, I would love to have you come back on next month and share some more. I'm going to be able to then share my success story as I follow this, or this reminder of how we're supposed to be living our lives and make a big difference. I think people should join on the train. So make sure you book for next month. And thank you so much for being on. You're an incredible partner. I think this is going to make a huge difference in people's lives.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. What do you think of that, everybody? I'm telling you, it's the groove. It's been going on for the past couple of weeks. You need to jump on the train and go check out his website, dreamlifemasters.com. And real quick before I bring in my next guest, if you are listening to this show and you didn't have your pen and paper, but I hope you have your common sense cap on, and then you think, oh, you know what, I needed to go. It was like four shows ago, and I don't remember what the guy's website was. I made it really easy. This segment, this live segment that we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, it's called Purpose-Driven Partners, because these people are purpose-driven. They're there to do more than just make money, right? It's more than that. The world is about being more than just making money in your business. You become purpose-driven. You know, being grateful, many more things will happen in your life and you're actually doing good things on the planet Earth, right? So if you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. You look on the page that says Purpose-Driven Partners, and then on there, you're going to be able to scroll through all of the episodes that we've had. We're on episode 251, 251 partners with 598 segments of this live portion of the show. And on there, you're going to have the graphic. You're going to see their pretty photos. You're going to have their names. You're going to have the topics. And underneath that is going to have their company name or their business or their organization. You click on that, it's in blue. It'll get you to their website. So that way you can find them, get the information that you need from the people that you need to know about. All right, it's 12:41. I'm running a little behind. Let me bring on my next guest, Reverend Casper McCloud. He's a musician, author, portrait artist, speaker, and the senior pastor at the Upper Room Fellowship. And he just had an outstanding performance at Bard's Fest, which I did watch. And he is the head of the Casper McCloud Band. Audience, big round of applause. Reverend Casper, how are you?
Well, delighted to be here with you. How are you doing,
It was so wonderful that I was last weekend, or the weekend before, I was watching Bard's Fest, and then all of a sudden I heard your accent, and I went, wait a second, I think that's Reverend Casper.
I haven't got an accent. Let's remember who began this language, so yeah, I haven't got an accent.
That's right. You guys were before us, so of course you don't have one. But that was like, so yeah, it was a great presentation. And then I got a chance to listen to you and the band. But so since you're new to the platform, a lot of people know who you are anyways. Just give us a little brief info and then share something that you think is relevant for what's going on, because I know there's many topics that you cover, Matt, but I just wanted to give people something the most relevant to kind of shake them up, to knock some sense into them, because that's, you know, the ones that aren't awake yet, we need to kind of push them over the edge here, Rev. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on that we need to be looking at right now. I think I would start. I spoke about Revelation 18, verse 23, when I was speaking at Bard's Fest. It says that the merchants, the great men of the world, that would be kind of like, you know, the Bill Gates types, right? Mm-hmm. Will deceive the entire world. They will deceive the world with sorcery, which is in the original language pharmakia, which is pharmaceuticals. So we're seeing that happening as we speak. What a strange time in the world we are in at the moment. So it's going on. We can talk about this stuff for hours, how this is unfolding, you know, and considering, like, we were warned, the Lord said, it'd be like in the days of Noah. We're seeing that happening now. I've been warning the church for years. I've worked with Dr. L.A. Marzulli as well, as one of the staff writers, exposing the whole Nephilim phenomena that's going on. It's really strange times right now. And I think a lot of people are just not aware. People are, you know, especially people that have been willingly submitted to taking an experimental injection at this point. We need to be praying for them. I still believe God can do all things, and there's nothing too difficult for him to fix.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, and I'm sure you guys, if you didn't know her already, I think you spoke with her at the Ohio event with Dr. Michael Spaulding, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's pretty much one of the people that says, you know, at this point, if you've taken the non-vaccine, I call it the non-vaccine because it's not a vaccine.
It is. Yeah.
You know, she says, if you get on your knees and you repent and you ask for forgiveness, then you got a chance that God actually might do that and spare you from the consequences that are going to happen from taking this, because we already know what the side effects are. There's a laundry list that the CDC had disclosed, but forgot to disclose to the public, but disclosed in their slide presentation back in October of 2020 of all the adverse events that were going to happen. You know, they forgot to put that in the literature when they, you know, packaged up these things. She's a big proponent in that too, that you have a chance, that but it has to be sincere.
Well, I have seen a lot of miraculous things, and Dr. Spaulding's a dear friend of mine. I was preaching in England a few years ago, and at the end of my message, I was speaking on John 14:12, there's some greater things shall we do in the almighty name of Jesus. Well, are we going to do anything greater than what he did? We can't, you know, die for the sins of the world, but at least obey what he's saying, something ought to happen. There's actually a prophecy, a testimony in a book called From Tales of a Wandering Prophet that I'm involved with. There was a woman named Vicky. She wouldn't mind me saying so, because obviously that's been published. But she had gestational diabetes. The medical community says there's no cure for that. Her husband had called me up, and the only thing I haven't been able to figure out how to do on the telephone is water baptize someone. But you know, the technology, the way things are going.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get there, yeah. So, anyways, I ministered to her after a short conversation. I realized she was Asian and her father gave away because she was female, and straight away felt the Holy Spirit tell me that's where the disease was coming from. So I took her through a little journey on through the scriptures of what God actually said. I ended up ministering to her, prayed for her, and they sent me a doctor report. No diabetes, vanished. Hallelujah.
Wow. You know, and it that's the more people are starting to talk about what you just mentioned, where I think it was Dr. Robert Young on a show that I watched yesterday was saying that 95% of disease is literally caused by not only your food and your lifestyle. It's not because you got it from, and it's communicable disease. Well, what we think are communicable diseases, something that you're getting, what you think is something like a virus or bacteria from another person, That's a whole nother argument, which I just saw get blown up by many, many people, including Dr. Lee Merritt, but that's not even how viruses work. I was like, wait a second, which then makes you just realize how big this whole scam is. But he said a lot of the disease is caused by your emotions, your feelings, and what you've been harboring or holding in your whole life. You just gave a perfect example about the lady mm-hmm. and her being given up for adoption, and that's where it came from. So it is
right.
True.
I wrote a book about epigenetics some years ago. It's called What Was I Thinking? And you can get it pretty much anywhere. Amazon would carry it, our church carries it. But you're right, 98%, according to secular scientists, 98% of all diseases and sickness are related to lifestyle choices, meaning our thinking. So, like, you've got a thalamus gland, that's like a relay station. So all the information passes through the relay station of your brain, the thalamus, and the thalamus then relays that information to the cortex, and that's where the memories are kept, a place where an attitude begins. I remember in the olden days of playing in New York, there was a friend of mine who wanted me to come jam with this woman he met named Pat Benatar.
She's great. Remember
said,
the
no,
80s? Go ahead, say that again. What?
Yeah, so Neil Giraldo and I were friends. We used to go look at, you know, guitars together. And anyways, always reminded me, you know, get me with the
That's
bass
her husband,
star.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that her
yeah,
husband, Neil? Yeah,
us,
okay.
Right? Yeah, Neil and I used to play together a bit. So anyways, so your attitude, kind of attitude you're falling into is going to determine your emotional responses and how they go back to the thalamus. The thalamus travels to the hypothalamus, and that's like the brain of your endocrine system. So it's going to dictate the release of chemicals that build your emotional state. I mean, unless the transhumanists get to you first with, you know, injecting you and take over your thought life, which is a reality now with mind-to-mind transfers. So yeah, I mean, it's really complex, but, you know, the Lord made it so simple. You know, just trust the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. You know, get in the Word of God. The Word of God gets into you. That's the best advice I can give anybody in a short segment we have here together.
Do you suggest they read Revelations to start with, just because it'll kind of make them maybe wake up a little bit and realize this is what's going on now? Or do you want them to be a little bit more inspired and start somewhere else?
If you're going to start reading the Bible, I think the best place, just read the book of John. The Gospel of John's a great place to start. And then, you know, when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, get a hold of you, you'll take it through Revelations, and you'll get to understand. It's back in Daniel. Daniel said, you know, when you see these things happen, when knowledge is increasing, you know, and people flying all over the place, well, you know, that's the sign of the end times there. So there's so many signs. As we were going into play Bob's Fest, we passed lots of signs, you know, telling us we're getting closer to the place we're going to. A lot of people today, sadly, have been missing the signs. There's lots and lots of signs going on right now. And let's not forget, you know, like I hardly ever hear anybody talk about, and I didn't bring it up because it wasn't time, but, you know, we got like the Travis Stock Institute, which has been funded by the Rockefellers. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Right, and sadly, they've been, you know, about this. You know, they've been the propaganda news network for
decades.
Like the 1920s. Yeah,
yeah.
So they're helping to. I mean, they like the CIA was involved in almost unbelievable methods, nothing short of torture, traumatizing people. I mean, the congressional meetings even talk about, you know, like at least 10,000 orphans were taken into these programs and terrible things were done. It was like the whole Jeffrey Epstein adrenochrome thing going on.
Yeah, it's
people
all documented.
No, this is a reality.
We're just catching up to what the people that have been called conspiracy theorists for years have been telling us, and now they're right. So it's just, you know, I have some of my
own book memories, memoirs. Remember, he even says, if you know, people saying he's a conspiracy theorist, and you know, he's behind, you know, destroying the United States. And he goes, well, if that's the charge, I'm guilty.
Yeah, he said,
and
they say it. They tell you. They go right and tell you. That's why I tell everyone, when somebody tells you something, believe what they say. And then when they use certain language, believe it. And when they, then there's a reason why they're using certain words, because they're just telling you. And he didn't mean it that way. He said he was going to kill you. No, he didn't mean. He thought maybe we were just going in an argument. No, he's standing in front of me right now and said he was going to kill me, and I think he's going to kill me. So, yes, take people for what they say. So you want to give your website, Reverend Casper, so that people can tune in to you doing your worships that you're doing over at the Upper Room Fellowship. Sorry about that. I lost my spot with my eyes.
It's so right. It's the upperroomfellowship.org. And you can also find us at CasperMcLeodMusic.com for CASPAR. I'm with the Holy Ghost, not the friendly ghost. So
and every time I see your name, I think of the Casper, the friendly ghost. I know he's Casper, the friendly reverend.
Nobody ever says that to me. I mean, you're the first person ever to talk about that. Really?
Really? I'm surprised. I'm 48,
yeah.
So Casper was in cartoons. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hear about that every time I walk outside. Somebody tells me, your name's Casper. You know, there's a cartoon with that name.
Yeah,
but
Casper,
there's a new world order coming. So let's be prepared. The new world order is coming. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Nazareth Messiah, Yeshua, is coming back to put the world in proper order. So there will be a new world order. That's just not the one the Illuminati wants.
Thank God.
So love you all. Thank you all for having me on. And I just pray God's blessing on all of you and divine protection in the almighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Michelle.
Amen to that. Thank you, Reverend Casper. Looking forward to having you on next month if you have some time. So have a great week, my friend.
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Yeah, we'll get deeper into this topic. Well, and by next month, gosh, God only knows where things will be. So make sure you jump on, and we'll talk to you next month, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on.
God bless you, Michelle.
All right, 12:54. I'm running a little behind. I'm going to catch it up right now. I'm going to bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner on the Everything Home Purpose-Driven. Well, I should say Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, Danielle Betterman. She's an animal rights activist and the founder of, I love this name, she is the founder of Better Piggies Rescue, a 501c3, which rescues, rehabilitates, adopts, and educates on potbelly pig ownership. Audience, big round of applause for Danielle.
Thank you.
They love animals on this show, and I didn't get an oink oink sound effect, but they love when the animals come on for the pet adoption. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into rescuing potbelly little piggies.
Yeah, so I'm the owner of Better Piggies Rescue. We rescue, like you said, rescue, rehabilitate, and we actually educate the public on potbelly pigs. We do adoptions as well, Potbelly pig ownership is up. People see them on Facebook, Instagram. They're these cute little pigs. They think they're going to stay small, and then they don't. So like a standard potbelly pig can get anywhere from 65 to 300 pounds fully grown. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there about them staying small. So people just don't do their research. They don't look into sanctuaries. They just want to get a tiny pig, and then it doesn't stay tiny, and they don't get them spayed and neutered, so it becomes a problem, and they either want to rehome them or dump them, and that's when we come in. We started here, we're like in the Cave Creek, Phoenix area. We started here about 3 years ago, started with 16 pigs, and now we are over 120, and we get about 3 to 4 owner surrender requests every week, and then we also get about 10 to 15 rescues every month. It is a big, big problem out in Arizona.
So, I'm not fond of the adults who don't take responsibility before they make decisions like this. Okay, because it doesn't make sense that there should be any animals that are abandoned or any animals that you have to give away, unless for some reason you are like an elderly person with a medical issue where you physically can't take care of a pet. But it angers me that, especially here in Arizona, we have yet another another thing that we screw up. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, people just don't do their research. They don't ask questions. And they think, it's a cute little pig. They can just take care of it. It'll be fine and not do any research on it. So,
and you're giving people more credit than they deserve because everything grows, right? So like a little baby, it's a cute little baby. And then all of a sudden it's an adult, right? And then it's sort of like, that's a cute little kitten. Well, it's not really a kitten. It's more like a cub. We call it a cub. Oh, because it's like a tiger. And the next thing you know, they have a monster in their house and they're wondering what to do with it. So you're being generous, but I appreciate it. It comes with the territory. I can only imagine what goes through your head when people drop off these animals and they're wondering why they needed to rent a van or a pickup truck in order to drop the pig off for you.
Right. Exactly. Or they just dump them in the desert, and that's a majority of our rescues. Nope, it happens all the time. We work with Ironwood Pig Sanctuary out in Marana. We work with Circle L Ranch out in Prescott. We are all over Arizona rescuing pigs from the desert. We rescue pigs from residential properties. We rescue pigs from everywhere because people just dump them. They don't want them anymore. They dump them, and then the pigs are on their own. And pigs don't do well if they're domesticated pigs. They don't do well out in those areas. So it's a real, real problem. And luckily we have a great, team, and we work with a bunch of other organizations and the police department and, all sorts of resources available to get these pigs out of harm's way. But last weekend alone, we had 3 rescues that we had to go on Sunday. It's not something that, is spaced out throughout the year. It's literally every weekend we get a call from the police department about a stray pig.
Like I just walking down the street, or if they saw it somewhere, like I said, you have more pay. You're being kinder to the people that are doing this than I. I can't be nice to them. I just can't do it because it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I can understand if it was 50 years ago where you couldn't even do research. You didn't know, but I'm sure there's a TikTok video that somebody could watch to make sure that they had the right information. You know how the kids love the TikTok these days.
And we love the TikTok. We're huge fans of TikToks. And we actually use social media a lot to educate public on what pig ownership actually is.
So Lynn, you've got a big pig. You know, this thing's like 100, 200 pounds. There's not a lot of people that want to adopt them unless they have almost like a farm or they have a big parcel of land that can accommodate, not to mention it's not something they don't go in the house, right? I mean, can you imagine just thing just knocks things over? I mean, because it's big, much bigger than a dog.
So they are bigger than a dog. Well, it's like a medium-sized dog, right? Like, I think it's all perspective. You see a pig that's 150 pounds. They're a little bit lower to the ground. They got a lot more weight on them. But they're very, very smart animals. Pigs are one of the smartest animals in the animal kingdom. They learn very quickly. So if you did want to get a pig and your city is zoned for it and you're in a neighborhood where the HOA allows it or you don't have an HOA, and you wanted them to be an indoor-outdoor pig in a standard home, you can definitely have that. But again, pigs are not for everybody. They do not stay in apartments. They like to go outside. They like to wallow. They like to be in the dirt. They are pigs. But again, they're very, very smart. So they do learn, just like dogs, you know, where they can go to the bathroom, where they eat. And they learn pet doors very, very quickly. They know, hey, it's really nice inside and it's hot outside. I'm going to go inside and sleep.
Sounds like they're smarter than the people that drop them off.
Sometimes that is the case.
So can you give the website? I mean, you guys need donations or people actually want to maybe move forward and to adopt a pet, pet pot-belly pig. That would be awesome. Pick up some pigs, peeps.
We're at betterpiggiesrescue.org. And yes, we are always looking for donations. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. Every donation that you give goes directly towards the pigs. It goes to their food, it goes to their shelter, and it goes to spay and neutering, because every pig that we gets spayed and neutered immediately. And then we do tours. We do volunteer orientations. If you're looking for a place to come volunteer, we have a great area for volunteers. Everything's on our website, and then we are active on social media as well. So if you want to go to @BetterPiggies on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you're going to see all our awesome pigs, and you can learn more about our organization.
Oh, that's great. I had no idea we had a pig problem here, but we also have a common sense problem in Arizona. So I guess it goes hand in hand. So I'm glad that you're out there helping out and taking care of these animals. So anybody who is listening, you know of anybody who shouldn't have a pig or they're thinking about getting one and they're not qualified, don't do it. Danielle doesn't want more pigs at her place, but she has no choice.
Well, just do your research. That's all it is. Do your research, contact sanctuaries, and reach out to us. We will answer any questions that they have.
Yeah, smart advice. Well, thank you, Danielle Betterman with the Better Piggies Rescue. You're doing great work, my friend, and I hope you get some donations.
You
can get those good little piggies. Not their fault. The owner's fault. The owners are stupid. Yeah, I'll say it. They're stupid people. Pigs are smarter than people. There you go. There's proof.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danielle. You had
100%.
A good week.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, what a good segment. I liked that. Pigs. Yeah, and they're, like I said, they're smarter than the peeps. All right, boys and girls, it is time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Let's cue the music.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in sitting shotgun is Alex Sanfilippo. He's the host of the top-rated entrepreneurship podcast, Creating a Brand, and the founder of Podmatch.com, a free service that matches podcast guests and hosts together for interviews. I'm just going to give you a heads up. There are several of these type of websites. This is the best one I've used, hands down. So you need to check it out, podmatch.com. Audience, big round of applause for a purpose-driven podcaster and a brand-building business owner. Alex, how are you today?
Michelle, I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me. And for the refreshing, I don't know what to call it, maybe format of your show. I'm used to having to connect to three different systems to get my video up, to call here, to email there. You just said call this phone number and you're good to go. So thank you. Very refreshing to be here.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to make it simple for the guests because, well, basically I have anywhere from 6 to 8 guests per show, right? And I'm doing everything solo. So we want to keep it simple for everybody. Just say, hey, pick up the phone. That's all. We just want you to call so that you could be on location. Because otherwise, people are like, well, I have to get ready. I have to do hair and makeup. I'm like, no, 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 no. It's just phone. They said, but do I have to be in front of my computer? Because I have to have the, you know, I want to look pretty right on. And I got to look at the, I got to look at the camera the whole show. No, no, no. I want your content. I don't care what you look like. So, right? Because people are listening to what you have to say. They don't want you staring at the computer and wondering how I look or moving your head around. I want you to, you know, I want you to talk about what you talk about. So it is worked out to be kind of really efficient and effective. And you know this, you've done how many interviews on your show, right? And how many people have probably told you this too? There is a big difference between having a conversation in an audio format than in a video format when you're having a conversation mm-hmm. with people. And I've done both. And that's why I chose to go and stay with this audio format because, I mean, it's streamed live on video, but it's still the audio version because I found that the conversation changes, the content changes when you're being videotaped as opposed to feeling like you're just having a regular conversation with people. Would you agree based on your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first off, you know, the queen of quality content, like that's what you call it, Michelle. Like, and you understand how to get the quality content out of people. For me, my show is also audio only. I have not perfected such a simple system as you have, but I really like it. I'm enjoying this already. But the other plus is because I'm not even stuck to being in front of a computer, I'm walking in circles more or less, but I'm staying in my office. But I seem to actually think a lot better and have better conversations while moving around. Most of the best conversations I've ever had just between, let's just say me and my wife, is when we're going on a walk together. Something about mm-hmm. that keeps your head a little bit more clear. So I think that you are absolutely onto something with the way that you're doing the show. And again, love the format here.
That's kind of a big deal from somebody like you, who not only has a top-rated entrepreneur podcast, but you created Podmatch, which, as I mentioned in the intro, is an incredible format. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the show. I used it before. The reason why I wanted you to come on the show is because when you guys acquired Podit, which is the mm-hmm. was another podcast matching service. Let's call it a dating service for podcast people, right?
Right. I like that. That's good.
It is. It really is a dating service because some of the pictures I'm like, oh, now that's somebody I need to have on my show.
It's so funny.
I would say not even a certain age, but you know, some of these people, I mean, the pictures usually don't look like the person if you see them in person, but that's okay. At least it caught my attention and I had, you know, I had a few minutes of just, you know, that was nice to look at.
I'm with you on that, by the way. I agree.
Yeah, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, guys. You know, a lot of stuff we got to deal with during the day. Nothing wrong with looking at a pretty person for a few minutes. But don't go dirty, guys. Don't go down that road. I'm keeping it clean. I'm just talking headshot. Okay. Headshot. That's it. Headshot.
Good disclaimer, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You got to be careful. You give them too much leeway and then, and then little demons kick in, bad things happen, like gremlins, you know, you can't feed them after midnight, don't get them wet, that kind of thing. You know, you just got to be careful. You got to be careful with people. When we were all young ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were smart enough to, I mean, you had your Podmatch beforehand, but I was a member of Podit, which is one of the other similar types. But then I got a notification that you guys acquired them, and I'm like, PubMatch, okay, I don't know these guys. Well, I went on, set up my account, literally within between the time that I clicked and finished everything as a looking for guests. I didn't set it up me as being a guest yet. So when I did that, mm-hmm. between the time I clicked and the next day, I had 8 people that already said they wanted to come on, which makes my life so much easier. Not to mention, the people were amazing. I mean, and some of them have already come on. Some haven't, their spots haven't been aired yet because it's out into the future. But I, huge difference compared to the others. So I encourage anyone who has a show, who wants to get on shows. So and you're going to second this motion, and I want you to elaborate on it. If you have a business, whether it's small business, you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, it doesn't matter. You needed to go on a couple shows a week. There's no reason why you're not doing that, to be out in front of other people and getting your message out there and being on, you know, what they call other people's stages. And there's so many shows. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a show where there's millions of people tuning in. That's actually the shows you don't want to go on. So you want to elaborate on that real quick before you kind of give a bio on you, because we're jumping sure. around, but I want to go with the flow of the conversation.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you bring up some good points here. Actually, the last one that you just mentioned, I think, catches anyone who hears it off guard immediately, which is you don't necessarily want to be on the really big shows. Because in our minds, the way we've been conditioned in this social media-driven world, everyone says, no, you do want to be on the big shows. But you're absolutely right when you say that, because if the audience is wrong, then it doesn't actually benefit you or what you're sharing necessarily. And what I've actually found to be true is I've done a lot better on the smaller podcasts that I get on versus the very large ones, because they seem to have a very narrow focus. So some shows that might only have 100 listeners or 50 listeners even, they might all be very similar, and they might be my ideal audience, like the person that I can really impact and help. And if that's the case, there's 50 people listening or 10,000 that are just kind of people who are not trying to talk bad about an individual, but, you know, they're more general. Like, so it's just a bunch of random people who listen. That doesn't help me. I mean, I don't really do well from that. So really focusing on the niche, the narrow side of it is really important. And I think the misconception, Michelle, people get is that listeners to podcasts are the same as likes, comments, and follows on social media, which has been proven to not be the case at all. And I'm not downplaying social media. It's a powerful tool. I think that people should leverage it more than they do sometimes. But if someone likes your picture, that is strictly a like. That means that maybe they scrolled past it at 100 miles an hour and quickly double tapped and kept on going. Or if they're on the computer, they just hit the like button or left a quick little comment or whatever it might be. It's a very fast transaction. If somebody's listening to you on a podcast, they're likely listening to the entire episode. So if I'm talking for 30 minutes, they might be listening to me for 30 minutes, which means it's not just scrolling through or scrolling past or wasting time. It's an intentional action. So to me, podcast listeners are the same as people sitting in seats listening to you. And I always tell people, hey, if you have a podcast, whether you're the guest or the host and you're going to be there, act like you're standing in front of a stage. Act like you're in front of those people because they are listening to you. They're giving you their attention. They're not just trying to kill time, unless I guess you have a comedy podcast or maybe like a true crime one or something like that. But if you're adding value, you're sharing your craft, what you do, people are listening intently. And that should be taken seriously, even if it's just a couple people. At least, Michelle, that's my perspective on podcasting.
And I agree with you 100%, because really it's just a different form of a stage. It's just a different medium, a different vehicle to get that message out, to have that conversation, to give content, whatever it may be. And it is true that most of the time when someone's listening to a podcast, it's a whole different type of audience where they're paying attention. Then they're there for pretty much the duration of the show for the most part. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. It's a different type of person that is a listener rather than somebody who has to, you know, to watch something. And then some podcasts, you know, are video, right? I mean, yours is audio only, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which yep, audio only.
For anyone who hasn't, you know, they've only watched any live shows, right? If anyone's done any live where somebody just jumps on and basically it's not necessarily a show, it's more like a Zoom conversation. So mm-hmm. nothing against those, right? That's just the format the person chose. Do a little test. Listen to one of those that you normally do, and then listen to one of Alex's audio versions only and compare the content and the difference on how the conversation is and how that goes, and kind of just see the difference, because there is a huge difference on just the presentation alone. Like you said, you like walking around in having a conversation rather than staring there at the camera. And then you're spending the whole time and trying to get your eyes to not look like you're too like, you know, slightly off to the left or the right.
Right.
So your story is actually pretty interesting. I like where you came from and where you ended up. So if you want to share that, I think that makes a big impact. Plus you're a young guy and you're down in Florida, right? The freedom state of Florida.
I am.
All right.
Freedom state. My goodness, I'm so thankful to be here. Sorry, side note there. Just so thankful to be here.
Well, you have to. Yeah. Did you grow up there, or I didn't see where you grew up. I didn't see that. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Florida. So I've actually been in North Florida my entire life. As I've gotten older, it's funny, even when I was with my parents, I just continuously, even growing up with my parents, which I moved out at 18 or something like that, I think, years ago now. But we continuously moved closer to the beach unintentionally. And now, since being on my own for the last 15 years is what it's been. Since that, I continuously moved closer to the beach. So my goal is just to eventually end up on the ocean in Jacksonville, Florida. But anyway, I enjoy the place here.
Well, and then as you become more successful, you can afford to live closer to the beach instead of, as opposed to being, you know, a little bit inland, and then you, and you're at the point now, which is where I want you to just kind of tell the story on where you originally started. This is what got me, where you originally started in the company, and then what level you got to in the company by just actually working up in the system, like, you know, the old way that people used to do things. You did the hard work and all of a sudden you had the position. So share that. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Michelle, for giving me the platform here. So my background with business has been in aerospace the mass majority of my adult life. And that's just because of the time I grew up in. Right when I came of age to start working, I always had like some odd jobs and did some things myself when I was a kid. I always kind of had a bit of an entrepreneurial mind. But when I turned, it was 18 or 19, somewhere around there. So it gets a little blurry, Michelle. I've heard it just gets more and more blurry those back years. But,
that's
but anyway,
totally fine.
A recession, it happened. So it was the 2006-2008 recession. And I was looking for an industry that wasn't impacted negatively or as negatively as the rest of the world, right? So I ended up in aerospace, to make a long story short. And I started off as a part-time receiving clerk, which in the company I grew up in there, the company I was starting to work in, that's code for I took out people's trash and broke down boxes. So that's what my time was spent doing as a part-time receiving clerk. But the thing that I think that really helped me there is I was curious. I really liked business. I was never someone who really enjoyed schooling. And full transparency, I was never very good at school. Like I did apply myself. My mom would tell you that I was a very hard worker. But I worked really hard and still never got better than a C in anything. Just it didn't make sense to me the way I was being taught, and I really struggled throughout all of school. But when it came to working, that came very natural to me. I understood how business worked, and I learned a lot faster. So for me, I just started applying myself. I started listening, asking questions, and then just began filling in gaps where I saw them. I quickly got put into full-time just because people saw that, wow, Alex is finding use for himself. And over the years, I just continuously grew up in that company. I use that term grew up because I was a young guy. So I relied on that business and the senior leadership to really help me as a leader, as an employee, as a boss eventually. So I worked my way up through the company, starting, again, part-time in the shipping receiving department, and worked my way up to a divisional director of the company. And I was overseeing what's called the commercial operations division. So I oversaw five departments. The jobs were solely to protect the company's profit margins and also to make us run more efficiently. And that was a 15-year stretch. So, like, I just made it really short, but that's basically my entire professional life in a more traditional corporate job.
So it's possible, peeps, you know, for the young people that are thinking they have, when they get out, they automatically need to have a high-level position. It doesn't work that way. You work your way up, and you can end up being pretty high up in a company. You got to put the work in. Remember, we have to put the work in. It doesn't just come to you. You can't sit on the couch you know, we were talking earlier. I don't know if you were tuning in there, Alex. We were talking earlier that, you know, it's great to manifest. It's great for the law of attraction. It's great to ask and pray and all that, but you've got to put a little, you got to put a little elbow grease into it. You got to put a little action into, in order to make these things happen, you know, practical application, a little motivation. You gotta put in the work. And you did that.
Yeah,
you,
I think
you jumped into computers, right?
And that's
now,
a great
fast point. And you went from, well, you were probably, you're smart anyway, right? So you tech people, aerospace, tech, computer tech, you guys have a little different brain than like the, artsy people, right? So you found your lane and then went into the world of SaaS, right? And computer and tech and boom, match. Isn't that kind of how it segued?
Yeah, it is. And by the way, great episode today. I also not only learned a lot about what you just shared, but also about pot-bellied pigs, which I didn't know anything about at all. So
we got a problem in Arizona.
I had no idea. It was fascinating. I was very intrigued on a topic I knew nothing about. But anyway, I want to quickly circle back to something you just shared that was actually really key. You talked about having to put in the work. And so people were like, man, I don't want to start off as a part-time receiving clerk. What I didn't mention is that year 10 of this 15-year corporate experience that I had, at year 10, the company got sold. And we went from a multi-million dollar company, fairly big still, to being part of a multi-billion dollar organization. And we knew there'd be management shifts, things would change. That's just what happens when you become part of a huge aerospace organization like that. And these big dogs, they end up buying most of the companies anyway. So we just happened to be one of the larger companies they ever bought. But we were in that. Here's what happened. I wasn't sure if I'd even have a job because, you know, you just don't know. It's an unknown. I knew that I applied myself. There was no reason that I wouldn't have a job other than the fact that maybe they wanted their own management. But when they came in, they asked about everyone's experience. It was a director at that point. So I was not a divisional director yet. I was one level below it, which was just a director. When they realized that I had done not every position, but a bunch of different positions throughout the company and in 10-year span of time, like being a part-time receiving clerk, going to shipping receiving manager, doing what's called MRO, doing all these different jobs, when they realized I'd done all that they actually immediately promoted me to a divisional director. Because they saw that, you know what, this guy has experience. He actually knows how this company works. We could use him at a higher level. I didn't ask for it. It just happened because they saw my experience. So, again, I know you just brought that up, but that really is an important point. People have got to be willing to put in the time because it gets recognized later on.
You became an asset without even realizing it because now you could actually train people in those categories. You could troubleshoot, and you can also then provide your feedback of lots of experience on what works, what doesn't work, and how to make the wheel spin faster. And they don't have to reinvent it. You probably ended up being one of the most valuable people in their acquisition when they were like, and what are you like in your 30s? They're like, can you imagine like on the down low board meetings that they'd have? They're like, who knew? The most important person that we have now is this 32-year-old kid. But yet we can't tell him. We don't want to tell him because then we're going to have to pay him much more. So let's just promote him and hopefully it doesn't leak out that he's actually really like the number one person here. Can everyone just speak on the down low about that?
That's funny. Yeah.
And it's probably true. So then you started. Was the next transition was Podmatch after that? And then obviously you had to start your own show because look at your success stories. There's no reason why you can't share this with other people and kind of teach them what they need to do so they don't have to fall down. They don't have to go through all of the what not to do's and kind of jump to the front of the line of, you know, the more success trail because we don't have to, like I said, reinvent the wheel. We don't need to do that. Not in this day and age. I mean, obviously you need to make some mistakes on your own, but for the most part, all of those things have already been done. So learn from somebody else so you don't have to go through that pain of what not to do. And because the information's there, you just got to know where to go find it and who to listen to. Like somebody like Alex Sanfilippo, which is a great last name, by the way, Sanfilippo.
Thank you. And you say it properly. It's very rare, very rare.
Well, I listened to a couple of your shows. I mean, I said Sanfilippo when I first saw it, but then I listened to several of your shows and was like, all right, I was right. So this is good.
Thank you for that. I've been called San Francisco even by people. So I've heard it all.
That's what, okay, that's your new nickname, Alex San Francisco. If you're going to say it like that, San Francisco, San Francisco.
I like it. I can't roll my tongue like that, but I like it. I think it's good.
Well, you're in Florida. Didn't you take Spanish in school? You didn't take Spanish in school?
No? I did, but being North Florida, I very rarely used it. It was sad, actually. My mom grew up in South Florida, so she's fluent. I never really, I never had opportunities to really do it. Unfortunately, so it's all but gone at this point.
Oh, yeah, touch up on that a little bit. So then you could say Alex San Paripo. You just kind of, you're making it up. I mean, you're supposed to roll your R's, not your L's, but it sounds cool. So just, you know, like you make up, remember, we make up everything. That's what you have to do as an entrepreneur. You got to make it up almost.
Right.
And then you just, you know, kind of, it's not really fake it till you make it, but you just manage to pull it off. Because that's what you do. You just figure it out, and you know where to go to get the information or who to ask, mm-hmm. and then just make it happen, like on your show. So tell us a little bit about the show, some of the guests, and you know, something that tell me something that was really awesome that you got out of the show from one of the guests, so people can realize that, you know, a lot sometimes the people that we have on our shows, it we get as much out of it as the people that are listening, or sometimes more.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, so just to kind of continue this story here, when I got out of corp, I actually started my podcast and then started working on Podmatch in the background. And so they were side hustles. I would still have the main gig going on, but it was something that I knew that I really wanted to get out and do and to be an entrepreneur and to get back into that. So like you're saying, my podcast became free coaching for me. It's what it became. I just did my best to ask very curious questions. And if I was interviewing an author or someone that had a book, I would read the book before I interviewed them. So I'd be very prepared. So I could have learned a little on the topic, not to come across as a know-it-all, but again, to be curious, to ask questions about what did you mean by this? And it turned into a great learning experience for me and really is what helped me to get to the point of launching Podmatch. And then I fell in love with the podcasting industry and knew that I wanted to serve it on a higher level. But the show itself really was kind of the path to get there. And I mean, there's so many examples of great, just like different experiences I have that I can share. But one that I will mention just because I think it kind of relates to this topic is that last year, toward the end of the year, I had Seth Godin on the show. And I have a lot of respect for Seth Godin. He's a great marketer, one of the greatest I think that's ever lived. And he shared about how everything that he does, he views as a practice. He doesn't look at it as him mastering something by doing it. He just looks at it as I'm just practicing. And he says, when you do that, it takes the pressure off of you to have to actually produce something that you feel is perfect. So he posts on his solo, he has a blog. I think he hasn't missed a day in like 17 years. He posts every day for 17 years or something like that on his blog. And he just calls it a practice. He says, you know what, he goes, it's not serving anybody but me not sharing it. He's like, so I'm sharing everything I do and I'm learning along the way and I'm just practicing for one day when maybe I'm a professional. Right. But like he never allows himself to get there. And that really spoke to me because I think that so many of us, we forget that we could serve somebody when we post something, when we share it with the world, with whatever our creative work is, when we get it out there, they could help somebody. We forget that because we're so focused on making it perfect or waiting until the time is right. Right. Like there's all these different reasons we hold back. But that actually helped me launch Podmatch probably 6 months before my natural self would have wanted to. Because I knew that, you know what, it's not helping anybody by sitting back here behind a curtain. I've got to get it out, even though it's not perfect, but it's a practice. I'm just going to give it a shot and see if it helps somebody. And I could go on for hours about just that one interview or all the rest of them, but that was one that was very impactful for me.
You know, when you mentioned that he refers to it as a practice, what you just said is exactly went through my head. I said, because he rephrased it in the way that he viewed it, it wasn't something that he needed to fix. He didn't need to perfect it. He didn't need to polish it. He just got it out there. So it's exactly what you mentioned, where that's the thing that holds most people back because they think it needs, it's not ready yet, or I need to do this, and this has to happen first. Meanwhile, years go by and it's not out there or you're not doing it on a regular basis. The light bulb went on for you because you're like, I got to get this Podmatch thing done now. There's no reason why I'm not doing it. So what, it's not going to be perfect? Well, we'll slap a little word bait on it and throw it out there and see what happens, and we'll fix it along the way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you got to do. And it works. because, you know, once things are in motion, it's easy to fix it, right? But you don't know what's not working until it is in motion. So that I think that is that's just brilliant that you mentioned that based on everything that we've been talking about this entire episode of the show and over the past couple weeks, where there are a lot of things that we make so much more difficult when they're really just simple, because we're designed to make things difficult. And then when we actually do them from the simple format, we go, oh, wow, that was actually easy. I'm my own obstacle. And that's the biggest barrier is removing yourself in the way that you've done things in the past from the equation. And then you can actually make headway. And then once you're in that path, which you're in that groove, you're in that motion where things are all starting to fall into place, then more stuff's going to start falling into place, which is probably what happened once you launched Podmatch and things were moving and grooving. Like you're in the wake, right behind that tractor trailer, and then everything is awesome where it just goes into the flow, and then boom, next thing you know, you've got a successful company. You want to share a little bit about them?
Yeah. So, I mean, to keep that brief, I mean, again, being in a corporate job and deciding to leave after 15 years, it was a great job. I will give this disclaimer. My last year at the company was my best year I ever had. I hit all of my goals. All five departments were the top five departments in the entire company, like as far as like how they were doing and things like that. Like we did really well. And so I didn't leave out of a place of like, oh, I got to get out of here. It was just that I sacrificed the sake of the good for the sake of the potential great. So I took a calculated risk and decided to leave. And I left during a year where, I mean, I had COVID and it wasn't bad for me necessarily, but like a lot of people shut down. Like it was like a crazy year to like leave a good, stable job. And I just decided, you know what, this is what I need to do. So as soon as I saw the writing on the wall and realized it was helping people, that in that early beta that we launched, I decided, you know what, I'm going to pursue this full time because I see I took a calculated risk. I see that I could get there within just a year or two potentially and replace the salary and still take care of my family. And so I just went after it. And what we did is we just listened to people that were using Podmatch. So I didn't constantly go out after more people necessarily. Like, yeah, we did some marketing, but my main focus was talking to people that were using it and asking them, hey, is this working for you? What's not working? What would make it better? What can we do? And that's still a practice I have today, is just talking to people, finding out, hey, what can I do differently to improve this for you? And by doing that, we've been able to build a really great system that's serving a lot of people.
Yeah, I think the platform is amazing. We're going to add it to one of our business pages, and I want to start supporting and promoting it and do as much as I can to encourage our audience.
Thank you.
Because it really is great. And then I'm going to add your podcast to our must-listen-to page because I want more people to tune into that, creating a brand, not to mention.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Top-rated entrepreneurship podcast, but it also is really great content, and he has really great guests. Plus, you get to listen to Alex Sanfarlipo. Do his stuff on his show.
I'm having you come do my intro for my show pretty soon.
No, that's not a problem. I'll do that. I will take care of that for you. I know we said we were going to talk for 30 minutes and you got other things to do. You got to go run a big operation, my friend, plus enjoy the beautiful weather that you're probably having now in Florida. So I would love for you to come back on when you have time. I know you're busy, but I would love for you to come back. If there's something else that you want to promote, plug, website, whatever, just go ahead and share what you want to share.
Yeah, well, Michelle, really, I enjoy, first off, I like what you stand for as a person. I like the voices that you elevate with this show. I think that you're doing a great thing here. So to the listeners, I recommend sticking with Michelle, the queen of quality content. I think your name really speaks for itself there. If anyone is interested in me, everything I do is at creatingabrand.com, which, yes, is also the name of my show. You can find me there. And if you want to reach out, I'd love to have a conversation and see how I can add value. But Michelle, really, you're doing a great work here. So I recommend everyone hang with you and keep it going here. And I'm just honored to have been on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that compliment, dear. You're a good man, Alex Sanfarlipo. And go enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to add, like I said, I'm going to add you to our Must Listen To page. And that's on the Take Action tab, everybody. And then you can find him easily. You'll see his handsome photo. I'm going to put his handsome photo on there. And then we're going to add his podmatch.com on our business resources page. So that way you can find him easily. And the website, again, what do you want him to go to?
Just creatingabrand.com. That's where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, my friend, and I look forward to having you come back on when you have some time to share some more stories about how people can create their brand. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be honored. Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day and a good weekend, my friend, and say hello to Freedom, Florida for us, would you?
Oh, I certainly will.
Yeah, we're still living in semi-anarchy Arizona, so we're doing what we can, but we're certainly not. We got no Ron DeSantis. We've got a Doug Ducey instead of a Ron DeSantis. So
right.
It is what it is. So thank you, my friend. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Now, talk about a great success story. Alex Sanfilippo, not only does he have his Chop Rated podcast, creating a brand, he also is the founder of PodMatch.com, which is that free service that is the dating service between podcast guests and hosts. And as we were talking about earlier in the interview, I encourage everybody to go check it out. So if you've got any type of business, or even if you're just a solopreneur, or it doesn't matter, if you've got some product or service that you are selling, right? Or I don't want to use the word selling, but we all have to sell something in order to get paid, right? In order to pay the bills. So if you are in any of those categories, you need to start going on shows. And there's tons and tons of shows. His website, podmatch.com, is a great resource. And especially if you have your own show and you're looking for guests, it's so user-friendly. There are other ones out there, but I really enjoy that one the most. I think that one is the most effective and efficient. Plus, then you can upload all the information that you need that I normally ask for my guests, all the things that I need from the guests that come on the show. You, as a person who is a guest that starts their profile, that is all there. So then that way I can just go grab it from there. I don't have to ask for it. And so it's more efficient and effective. And then you can search by categories and all that. So I encourage everybody who has something to share with an audience, get on multiple shows a week, multiple shows a week. And that is free marketing, guys, free marketing. You can do your ads on Facebook. You do your ads on Instagram or wherever else you're doing it. Or if you're doing like physical ads, that's great too, but you're spending some money. So you got to be smart about where you're doing that. And then you can also go ahead and you're posting on social media and you're wondering why I'm not getting, and he gave a perfect example. You know, I got a lot of likes. I got a lot of, followers, but who's really listening and who is actually get something out of value of it, where you're going to get that on shows, whether it's your own show or you're going to get that from being on other people's platform stages, their shows. And again, it's free. It is free. So definitely use that. I mean, we're a little bit long on things today, so I didn't get a chance to give you your business tip, but it kind of, there you go. So I'm going to do the business intro real quick, and then we're going to wrap up the show early. There's a lot of things going on the earth today that I need to get ready for your Friday show, plus some other things. There's a lot of great things in the mix coming up, Ben, and I'm just going to go over the business stuff real quick. Let's get down to business. So without even saying it, I gave you your business tip. So your business tip is to get on other shows, right? That's what you need to do. And once you kind of put together a routine of getting on these shows and booking things out, that'll become part of your routine during the day, your repertoire. You really got to put a calendar together and you got to really figure it out. You know, let's just say you're supposed to. Well, I'm going to just get a little bit of a long-winded business tip, because I'm going to wrap in the business tip. I'm going to wrap in the other things we've been talking about for the past couple shows. And since it is September to remember, 30 days of doing things differently. And I'm actually doing what I said I was going to do. I'm doing things differently right now. So it's working. Okay. Remember, I always, when I give you these examples and then I say I fall off the wagon, right? But I'm sticking to it, so far so good. And it's making a difference. It's really changing things. You know, you're going to change upstairs first, meaning your head. But you got to get into a routine. You got to write this stuff out. And I believe if you were listening earlier to the show, Reverend Ed was saying, you got to write it out, what you really want, who you really are. And then Gunther Muller came on and he was saying, you got to write this out. You know, somebody came, and I used the example, somebody came and said, hey, here's $1 million. But you got to tell me right now, what are you going to do with it? Can't go out and just say, I'm going to go shopping or partying. What are you going to do? Are you going to start? Is it in a nonprofit? Is it a business? Is it something? What are you going to do with that to make that money grow? Can't just spend it. What are you going to do with it to make it grow? Most people don't have the answer. People say, what do you want to do when you grow up? Most people don't have that answer. So you need to come up with what that is and write it out. Sentence, one sentence, two sentence. And that's what Reverend Ed was going to come back on. But he had an issue. His dad's pretty sick. So say a couple prayers for his dad. And he just texted me and said he's not going to be able to come on. He's going to go take care of his dad. And we were going to talk about some of the things that we shared with our session the other day. Him and I had a nice little repositioning. And as Gunther would have called it, a recoding to kind of, you know, get that that monkey mind and that rattling out of my head and put me on a different little pathway of just really defining what it is that you want to do, what it is that, what direction you want to go in, and what kind of your purpose and goals. And it could be, like I said, something simple. So take out that pen and paper. You're going to have that common sense cap on because you never took it off. You sleep in it, you know, your common sense cap. And you're going to write out, basically what it is that you want to do and what it is that you want. What is your vision, right? What it is that you think you are to, what is your purpose on this planet? What is your purpose on this planet? And be specific. And I was talking about his example was the, you go to a restaurant, and you don't order meat, and you order something specific. So do that. You're going to need to do that. You're going to do that first, and then you're just going to let that absorb in. And then again, you know, you can ask. You can ask for those things. You're supposed to get back in touch with God. And when you ask, you shall receive, right? Remember here I'm going to direct you back to this blog post that I did, which is a transcript of an episode with Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. It was episode 122. So if you go to the our website, everything's on this website. I encourage everybody to share the website with their friends, their family, their contacts, their clients, whatever. There's so much free content. Literally, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free content that you can use in order to not only grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, but make a difference in your communities, not to mention the resources to actually implement all those and the resources to figure out what groups to join. I don't know, I'm jumping all over the place here. What resources on what groups to join, whose shows to listen to, what videos to watch, and of course our entire COVID tab, which I've expanded, and I'll mention that in a second. But I want you to go to the blog post. So it's episode 122, and you can find that on the Take Action tab. So you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you click the Take Action tab, you'll see a laundry list of all of the different pages and all the different resources. You can also, to make it easy, you head over to the Episodes tab, right? That has all the episodes. So it's episode 122. There's also a page on there for the blogs, right? So you can click on that, or you can actually just go to episode 122 on the website. You can go under, since Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen are people that you know, they're kind of famous people. So if you go to the famous people page, it'll say famous and well-known people. Just go to episode 122. Now, this is a blog post. It was a transcript of the show that we did, which was back in last summer, like 14 months ago. And it's about their book, Ask. And the episode is really, really powerful. So I encourage you to read the blog and print it out and keep it on your desk or keep it somewhere where you can reference it, because it's no sooner do you think that you kind of spiral a little bit in the other direction, it slaps you back around. And it talks about asking, but there's certain ways to do it. You might want to get the book. You can get it on audio. For those of you who like the audio version, I like to do that. It takes me too long to read books because I earmark, I highlight, and next thing you know, I never finish it. So audio is my medium of choice. So you can do that. I think I hate to use Amazon, but I think you can get 2 free downloads, right? So just get the 2 free downloads and then get out of there before they start charging you, because we don't want to support the Amazon. They're the bad people. They're the bad people. People that hate the country, that hate Americans, that are destroying small businesses. We don't want to support them. But if you can use them to your advantage, then do that. But anyway, that'll give you some really great information on asking. Then, of course, over the past literally a couple episodes, we've been talking about that. So as you get your list together of who you are, what you want, you can ask God. So if you're confused, you just ask him, hey, What did you put me here for? What's your vision for me? Like, why did you create me? What did you want me to do? And then, of course, you know, when we do that, we have to listen, because you're gonna either hear it, you're gonna get that idea, and you're going to, well, then maybe you're gonna pay attention to the signs. And we've been talking about this literally. I know that I'm referencing the past couple episodes, but it's just happening. It's happening in these episodes because I think it's happening for what people need to hear. I know it's happening for a transition that's in my life. So usually what's happening in my life is relative to what's going on, because I'm trying to keep in touch and I'm listening to all this information so I can gather it and condense it down into something specific or even a take action item for everybody that's listening. So it kind of comes through. It's like when something comes out your pores. Like, I'll give you an example. You're cooking with a lot of garlic, right? So you're using a lot of garlic, and then you don't think you smell like garlic. You don't think, you can't really taste the garlic. You know, a day or two later, somebody's like, "Dude, garlic yesterday, today?" You're like, "No, it was like 3 days ago." Like, "Whoa, dude, it's coming out your pores." So a lot of the times, the topics or the information comes out, and it blends together, and it makes this awesome potpourri. Like a little smorgasbord of a little like a hodgepodge of stuff, but it actually is pretty powerful content. You know, it's Alex Sanfarripo reminded me that I am the queen of quality content, and not to toot my own horn. So a lot of these people that come on the show, I would say not a lot, almost every single one of them have such amazing content. And it might not be people who you know their names, but you're going to want to tune into them when they come on. Hopefully they can come back on once a month, and if not, listen to their past episodes, but or even start working with them or look and see what they're all about, and check out their product, services, all that kind of stuff. Because that's what this whole thing is about, is bringing together like-minded people, giving you the resources. Anything that you need, you never have to Google anymore. You don't have to wonder and get a referral from somebody. It's literally everybody is listed on our purpose-driven partners segment. And you can listen to what the people have to give, what they share, what they do. And they provide so much information and content on these short 7-minute segments, not to mention the longer formats at the 1:30 mark. A lot of the times your answers are right there, or they give you that information. You're like, "Oh, I totally needed that today. Thank you so much." But anyway, go check out that blog. I encourage you to read it and get the book or listen to the audio version. And that'll give you some real good information on asking, right? Because you got to ask. And then you got to remember, because what we do is we pray, then we plan, then we take action. So your steps back to where we were with the business tips, because it overlaps everybody, your business life, your personal life, and what you do in the community. It's all one now. That's why it's called Take Action BLC, Take Action Business Life Community. You're supposed to get up an extra hour every day, and then you're going to do one take action item for your business, for your life, and for your community. And that's what we've been having everybody do I don't have you do anything. I encourage you to do it, and I am doing it. And this is the 30 days of doing things differently. You know, unless your life's amazing and everything is awesome, and you've got millions of dollars and everything is perfect, well, then don't join our movement. Don't join the challenge. And that's fine. You call us and let us know how you did it. That would be great. I would love to have you on the show. But for the 99.99999% of the rest, well, then you know what? You have the opportunity now. And again, the content is there. Go to the Take Action tab. Go to the Purpose-Driven Partners segments. 251 partners, 598 segments prior to today. We're going to add another 5 on there, right? Another 5. So that way you have even more information. So business tip, business life, and community tip, they're all rolled into one now. So you're going to do your list, right? You're going to figure out who you are, what your purpose is, and what your vision is on who you are, what you're doing, what is your purpose, what you want to be. You can ask God for a little help, and you got to listen, and he'll give it to you. And then you're going to listen to, all you got to do is listen to the 2 segments with Reverend Ed today and Reverend Gunther. Those 2 will help you with your ask, right? And then you're going to listen to Alex's segment again. And this is just this episode. You can go look at the other ones. I'm just going off of where we are today, because this is easy. You're already listening to it. You're just going to rewind it when you're going to do your take action items, tips that we're talking about now. And then you're going to sign up for podmatch.com. and you're going to get your profile set up, because if you've got a show, you can get guests. And if you have something to share with audiences, product, service, or just message, then you need to start getting on shows, 3-4 shows a week. And then you're going to put together your to do your itinerary list from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed. You put everything in there. I mean, I would time it out all the way through the whole day. Even add, the only thing you can't really add is bathroom breaks. But even if you say, at this point, I'm going to go get a snack, this because we've got to focus on health. Health is huge. And I'm going to share my story that has happened over the past week and a half with you on Friday, because Sherry Kelbaum, our detox lady, the juice lady, is coming on. And she's been helping me with what's been going on for the past week. And I learned so much. I don't know, we talk about health and fitness and stuff onto the show. And I've really decided to make that change. I'm doing that. I said I'm going to do the lifestyle change, right? So I started it the other day. And I'm not as hungry as I thought. Right now I'm going on an all vegetable cleanse. And I'll bring you up to speed on Friday. But it's an all vegetable cleanse. The juicer should be here next week. We're doing a big detox. These are things you just need to do when something's not right, something's wrong. But the information just about the supplements that I learned and the other issues, and then, of course, Dr. Artis, who was unable to make it today, he had a conflict, which is a shame. He's going to come back on later this month. And the information that I've been paying attention to him on how that – we were mentioned a little bit earlier with Reverend Casper McLeod, how a lot of the issues that people have, COVID, totally separate from that, but it's actually part of it. It's because you don't have enough supplements. Like his big thing, he was giving examples on his show that he has on Brighton TV on Wednesday mornings, that it has to do with just one of the main things is magnesium. People don't have enough magnesium, and that makes a huge difference. Well, and then there's vitamin C is another thing. So, and I'm already noticing a difference, which, you know, this information's there. We just need to implement it into our lives. That's the whole point. All of this stuff is simple. We make it difficult. And then we always try to separate business, life, and community. That's why I lump them all together in your take action items, because you need that. It's basically like a stool. There's a three-legged stool. So when one of those legs is a little weaker, then it affects the other two legs. It's a little wobbly. Well, not the best health. How are you going to end up being great at your business? And then, of course, that means if you're too overloaded with business and you're not running it properly, how are you going to have time to go ahead and be active in your community? Which, you know, we talk about that every episode. Because we haven't been active in our community, and look where we are now. We've got tyrannical monsters and demons running our school boards and our school systems, and also our city council in our county. We're a corruption county, board of supervisors. Hey, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. There's no such thing anymore, peeps. It's all them, the elected elite versus we the people. Remember? So we need to get active in our communities, especially now more than ever. You know, they're affecting past what, 18 months, I think it is now, that it's something ridiculous like that. You know, is the perfect example, as I said, as we were forced to put our masks on, well, for the crazy people that actually did put them on, the other people, the elected elites, they were actually taking theirs off. And we started to see what was really going on, which is why we call it the political propaganda plandemic. Remember in the beginning of the show, I mentioned the AMA came out with that COVID guide, COVID-19 guide. It's a background messaging and on vaccines, vaccine clinical trials, and combating vaccine information. 12 pages. It is a brilliantly doctored how-to lie, propaganda, and manipulate an entire message and a movement. It is brilliant. I mean, this thing, literally tens of thousands, if not maybe six digits in order to create this. A PR company put it together. We know that. But it is brilliant, and it's something that I encourage you to download on your own and use this for your own business. I mean, the tips that are in here, it just even talks about how to, you know, express your tone of voice to how to you know, to do interviews and interview techniques about the hook and stalling and your messaging and bridging and steering and blocking. It is unbelievable. You'll never have to pay. You'll never have to pay for like media training. It is literally all in this guide. Page 8 and 9 are the real kickers. Meanwhile, keep in mind, this is not a how-to guide on that they're selling, like a PR company is selling to business owners. This is what they're giving to doctors and medical professionals in order to hoodwink you and to scam you even more to believe the nonsense and the crap that they're pushing for the COVID-19 political propaganda plandemic. So anybody that was on the fence, that didn't think this thing was planned, this thing is overinflated, this thing is being pushed for ulterior motives, not to mention incredible amount of factual information that has come out about the consequences, about the non-vaccine and the adverse events, and the fact that people are dying and they're being hurt and maimed and are sick permanently or paralyzed or whatever the laundry list of issues are. And the fact that, you know, they were giving away all kinds of free stuff in order for you to take this non-vaccine, which is experimental. I mean, you are the experiment, people. You are the experiment. You are the guinea pig. This document should put you over the edge. And if it doesn't, and you still think that it's just an epidemic, or shall I say a pandemic, they're calling it a pandemic, and you're going to wear that mask and you're going to get that non-vaccine. You're going to keep getting whatever vaccine they keep telling you need to have because these variants. Meanwhile, remember, they never isolated the COVID-19 as an actual virus because it didn't exist. They created it in a lab, and that information is in the FDA documents and the CDC. Because then they had to match it up to something so that it was a form of the flu. It was a form of the flu, and they just blew it out of proportion because they knew they could. The PCR tests, we know that those are all fake. They give you fake positives, 97% false positives. So, you know, part of the plan, remember? Part of the plan that they, and we talk about this on every episode. So this information, people are like, well, then Michelle, then how come people are getting sick? Well, if you've been wearing a mask for all this time and you're being isolated, you're not around regular viruses and germs that you normally could fight off, so your immune system's not that great. Plus, you're at home. You're not getting the sun exposure. This is last year, right? You're wearing a mask, which is hurting your health, and breathing your own dirty air, which is hurting your immune system. So then when you are around this flu that might be a little bit stronger, different strain of the flu, yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to hit it harder. So they just labeled it COVID-19. COVID-19 literally is a marketing name, okay? And now that people have been vaccinated, we talked about this, 156, I'm wrapping it up because I'm going to end it at 2 o'clock. And now that people have been vaccinated, those people are actually little machines. They are actually factories that are creating, because they're producing all of those spike proteins. They're the ones that are creating all of these different versions of now what they what they're even saying is the ADE, right? And then they're also then creating different forms of it because they're recreating it. And then, of course, the vaccines are getting some sort of an immunity to it because they're non-vaccines, right? And again, as Dr. Christiane Northrup said during episode 230, the point of giving us the COVID was so they can give you the non-vaccine because of what's in it. And Reverend Casper was talking about it today briefly about the transhumanism, and they can control you with the technology because now they can manipulate your genetic makeup. Again, all that information is true. So if you want to hear more of that and you want to hear more of these people that you need to be paying attention to, and then you can actually, I encourage you to share this information on these shows and the other people that have come on the show and even their own shows, right? We want to do that. We just want to get the information out to the people who haven't figured it out yet. We don't want them to get any more shots of a non-vaccine, and do not get the flu shot. That will just exasperate problems even more so. You definitely don't need to do that. You don't need another inoculation ever again, because it's going to just create more problems with the spike protein, which literally, according to Dr. Artis, who was on episode 223, it just literally eats your immune system. So you're wondering, Michelle, where do I get all these episodes? I made them real simple. If you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you click the COVID facts tab, okay? The COVID facts tab. There are multiple pages, and I added a new one this weekend. So not only do you have the information on the COVID facts tab itself, then there's a page COVID-19 and the Great Reset interviews. That's where all of our interviews are, that anybody who is talking about the Great Reset and obviously the COVID-19 issues and health too. Then you've got the COVID-19 treatments, medications, therapeutics, protocols, telemedicine, and in-person doctor visits and supplements. I encourage you to go check that out. Rather than trying to remember what doctor said this website to go to, who said, well, I needed to get a telemed visit, I wanted to get an ivermectin, I want to get HCQ, I want to get budesonide, which I suggest you get now before it makes it even more difficult to find it, or it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get sometimes, then you should be taking it proactively. The Zeb-Zelenko protocols are all there. All of the websites that everybody directs you to that you just can't remember where, I listed them all on that page. So you'll see all the banners. And it has information about each of the banners. It has information about the websites or who's attached to it. And if that person who is a part of that organization was on the show, to the right of that, you're going to have the episode that they came on, so that way you can have that information. There's another page called COVID vaccines, even though I want to say non-vaccines, but this is for people who don't know that we call it a non-vaccine. The VAERS reporting system, I've linked it to that, so you can click on there. And then there, if you want some, you want the exemptions, you know, the religious exemptions, the forms for COVID, the vaccines, the tests, the masks, there's multiple websites. They're all listed there on the exemptions. And then the new one that I added was job boards, job listings, and a resume posting for no vax mandates. So these are companies that are posting jobs, and there's four different ones on there. Posting jobs for anybody who they do not require the non-vaccine to be taken. So go check out those companies, support those companies. And if you need a job, go check those out. And if you are looking for people, start using that. And then also you can post your resume on there. But those are the companies that you should support. Those are the ones you should use. So those, especially if they're local in your area. And then, yeah, support the local peeps. Support the local peeps and stand up. Don't get the non-vaccine. Don't get another shot of it. And we're going to talk a little bit about detoxing from it on Friday with Sherry Kelbaum. Oh, and the last page that's on there is Patriotic Legal Defense Funds and Representation, Fighting for Freedom. So those are some of the organizations that are actually having defense funds. Like Mike Lindell's is on there, but he's an offense fund, right? Because that's what he says. He's on the offense, not the defense. Liberty Council's on there, and we're going to add a couple other ones where people can actually get resources. Liberty Council does have some free services that they offer, so at least go there if you're running into issues with being forced to take the vaccine, wear the masks, all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, what needs to happen is everybody needs to stand up. Everybody needs to show up. Everybody needs to mobilize, and everybody needs to participate and literally just say, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. And no, I am. I mean, if you know, it's your employer, do it for your health, not to mention if your employer is saying it. And then no, I'm not going to wear the mask, because they back down. They're already doing it. They perfect example. One of our partners that's on the platform, and I'll keep her name out just because I don't want an employer to find, you know, God only knows what they'll, you know, what they'll do nowadays. Anyway, she was telling me the story the other day, and they were pushing her to, you know, basically at the non-vaccine. And she says, you know, it's not part of my job description. This is something that's not required for my employment, blah, 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 blah. And they backed off. They said, okay, you know, after pressure. So they cave in, just like the school boards. The school boards are caving in. We gave you the mask example. It only took 10 moms over the summer to say, they go to the school board meeting, give them the notices to say, no, masks should be optional. It only took 10 moms to go in. And then they said, okay, fine, it'll be optional. So it doesn't take much. And you've got nurses and doctors and all and people and different employees banding together in their companies, saying, no, we are not going to take the non-vaccine, or we're not going to wear the masks. And the companies are backing down. I know it happened here in Arizona with the nurses. So you got to stand up. You have to do that. The time is now. Never, like, this is going to be something that you've never lived through, hopefully, again in your whole life, because it's a make or break. Either we're going to come out of this and we're going to get our country back, we're going to get our rights back, we're going to get our freedoms back, or it's going to go the other direction, and then it's over. The country as you know it is over. Your life as you know it is over. And then we don't have to go down that road, but it's going to require everybody to get off the couch, to show up, and to participate. It's time. You know, these other countries are doing it. It's our time. That's why it's September to remember. And again, if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. On the live events page, I'm going to list the ones that I mentioned earlier, which is Take Your Kids Out of School from Children's Health Defense, which is next week, the 13th through the 17th, with a rally on the 17th. On the 22nd, there's going to be another one with Cindy Chafin and Moms for America that's nationwide. They're going to do a protest on the 22nd. And then Look Ahead America's got rallies at the capitals on the 18th and the 25th. And there's another one here on the 24th in Arizona at the Capitol. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't, if it says, you know, it's a rally for this, you know, taking the kids out of school, the CRT, go anyway. I don't care if you don't have a kid. This is a time for people to get together and to fight for freedom. And you're fighting for freedom in every category. So it doesn't matter. Just go. Go to as many as you can. The more people that show up, then the voices need to be heard. You're going to have that visual, and that's what these people care about. Because don't forget, everybody, they're all running for re-election, and at least in the House and some of the governors in 2022. So at least we need to have that visual presence that we actually care. Because right now they think they can pull it off on us. They'll walk right into the ovens like we did last year. You know what they said? They said, we'll just shut down the country. It's just we only want 15 days. It's 15 days to slow the spread, right? Yeah. So we said, okay, 15 days to slow the spread. Dumbest thing we ever did was to say, okay, well, that's fine. We'll just go ahead and shut everything down. And then we will go ahead and we'll put this mask on, because that makes all the sense in the world when they for years have now scientifically proven masks don't prevent transmission of any type of viruses or bacteria from one. They don't transmit viruses. They don't prevent that. So then, of course, we was like, okay, yeah, let's just do that. That sounds like a great idea. You know, I kind of thought it was odd in the beginning that you shut the whole country down, all based on information that was actually 100% false, fake, and built on lies, which now we know, kind of knew a little while ago, that that was 541 days ago. So they think they can push us just a little bit further, because they're like, well, we'll throw this, the vaccines being required for now the kids and for the mass, because they're not pushing back, because we're not pushing back. We're not like these other countries like Brazil or Europe over the weekend. So if you want to end up like Australia and end up in a concentration camp and have your kids being taken from your house and thrown into like an auditorium where they're just jamming them with this non-vaccine, which will cause either death or it will cause adverse events, which are things you cannot recoup from. And then, of course, over time, it eats your immune system. And then you'll have an autoimmune disease, not to mention death at some point. And you don't want to do that. You don't believe me? Go ahead. Listen to all the episodes. Listen to the episodes of the people that we've had on the show. And that's on the COVID Facts tab. And then we're going to be listing on there other of the experts on who you need to, you can listen to their shows on other shows. They just haven't come on our show yet. And you can just click on their face and it'll take you to their website, and you can listen to any of their shows, because we just want to get the word out, want to get the information out. But again, it's all about time to take action. It is September to remember. It's 30 days of doing things differently in your business, in your life, in your community. You've got this, everybody. But it's time for all of us to come together and participate. And the first thing that you can do, you got to join a group. And if you go to our Take Action tab, and if you go onto the page that says must follow and join all of the people's groups. There's a lot of groups on there. Most of them have been on the show, so you can listen to the episode and learn about them. But those are the groups that you can join. I mean, obviously, join any groups that you want, but at least we're giving you the resources right there on some of the great ones that are actually doing things. So you can follow them, or you can actually physically go meet with them for the ones that actually do rallies, or the ones that actually have meetings. So there's a whole bunch of them listed on there, and most of them are nationwide. So go check that out. Become a precinct committee man if you can. The good thing is we have our first meeting after a 2-month summer break, which I cannot believe that we took 2 months off during the most important time of Arizona or our country's history to take 2 months off. But we're back on Thursday, so I'll have some interesting information to share on Friday's show. And I think that is it. I just wanted to make sure, go check out the COVID Facts tab. Go check out the Take Action tab. You got some homework assignments. You've got episodes to listen to, of course. Like I said, if you want to just go, oh, COVID, there's a page for that now. Otherwise, head over to the Purpose Driven Partners page, and you'll see all of the shows for this segment. Oh, one other thing real quick before I go. It's 209. God, I didn't want this to happen. I want you to head over to our marketplace, right? So that's how you're saying, hey, you know, people wanted to know how do we support the show and the platform. And oh, I said, you know what, we don't want you to donate. I want you to, if you want to do something, you can go buy products and services that you are going to buy anyway. But if you go to our marketplace tab, then not only do you get an amazing discount that you're not going to get if you go to those websites directly. And we've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands, so you're going to know all of these products. Then we're also donating 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners and organizations that are helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So not only are you getting a discount that you're not going to get if you go direct, you're helping out our platform and you're helping these organizations that are doing good in the community. So it literally is the ultimate form of community-powered philanthropy. So go check that out. Go to the Marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and go check it out. And I'm encouraging everybody, since it is patriotism year and it's time to get patriotism gear, we have a whole patriotism gear page, and it's everything that you can imagine. But if you don't have a flag in the front of your house, you need to buy a flag in the front of your house. There's two or three, I think there's three websites on there that sell flags. No, there's four. And some of the, one of the websites that we are partnered with, they actually, the items are free, just pay shipping and handling. So you have all different ways to get some amazing patriotic gear into your life and start wearing it. Start being proud. And you need a flag in front of your house. I have one in the front and the back, and I put them up there the day that I moved in 17 years ago. So I encourage you to do the same. And don't forget that we are partners with MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell, and they're donating 20% to our nonprofit partners and organizations that are helping fight for freedom too. So go ahead and use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. That's promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You get all those amazing discounts that you hear about on the other shows and the TV, you know, up to 66% off and the buy one, get one free. And he donates too. And you're going to help out him and his organization because he's fighting for freedom all over the place. And an incredible guy too. So anyway, that's promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You can go through our website or the MyPillow.com. So I wanted to get that in there to make sure that we get some people buying some stuff that they're normally buying anyway. So you don't have to buy anything you don't want to buy. You're buying stuff you're already going to buy. But look what you can do in the meantime with your buying power. It goes back to the buying power, which the Strike Back movement with Lynn Wood. We're talking about that on Friday. You're in charge, peeps. We've been talking about it for a year and a half when we were talking about the marketplace. You're in charge of controlling where you spend your money, making conscious decisions of your buying choices, right? So don't use the Amazon. Get your money out of the Chase Bank, who canceled cards for General Flynn, amongst other people. So why are you supporting these groups? Why are you supporting Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and these big corporations? All those corporations, all those big box stores that threw Mike Lindell's product out. Don't buy there anymore. And then all of a sudden things will change. So that's the other thing. Make a list of what products you buy and where you go spend your money and where you keep your money. Get it out. Go local community bank. Don't use the Amazon. And when you're buying stuff, choose the right grocery store. And also, you know, if you cannot go to the grocery store for certain things, you know, like farmers market, start doing that. Because obviously there's a shortage of what's going on in the grocery stores. We're noticing that already. It's been happening. It's happening even more so. But, you know, even the products that you're buying in the grocery store, you know, they all go back to the big, bad, big corporations who are funding all of the bad, evil, tyranny, and crime. Like, say you need to go get Band-Aids. Well, Johnson & Johnson makes the Band-Aid. Johnson & Johnson makes the non-vaccine. Be careful on where you're getting your Band-Aids from, you know? I know that some of them you can't compromise on, but make a list. Be conscious of your choices and buying decisions. Makes all the difference in the world. We the people have the power. We the people have forgotten that. We the people are starting to remember it, but we're not putting the full throttle. We're not putting the pedal to the metal, as so we say. So, yeah, I think you've heard me talk long enough. I hope that some of this has sunk in. Again, listen to this episode again if you get a chance. And you've got a lot of homework assignments, but these are business-changing, community-changing, and life-changing that'll just make things better in your world. It's not like homework in school, which was stupid because you shouldn't have homework in school, because if they did their job and taught you while you were there, you wouldn't have anything to have to take home. Because if you were home, you would be doing other things that were important, like extracurricular activities, sports, and spending time with your family. So homework, bad idea. Our homework is good. It actually does good on the planet Earth. So a little tune before we wrap this up, because this is what you should play every morning when you get out of bed. All right, everybody, it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy. Once you commit, everything changes. You better keep that common sense cap on all day long. Sleep in it. Never take it off. And, of course, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. So join me. Join me in this 30 days of doing things differently, the September to Remember. Throw in a little exercise, which I actually am going to do today. I can't believe I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. There's no time like the present. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab. Everything is so jump on our train, join my movement, and yeah, we're good to go. Make sure you join our community newsletter, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, rate and review, and don't forget we're on the Rumble, and we are live streaming on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Clout Hub, Blog Talk Radio, Global Enlightenment, or Radio Network, Big D over there, and Rumble, so set your notifications to get a reminder for when we go live. We're live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and I made it easy. All of these are listed on our Launch Links account, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And then you can pick what you want and it'll get you there. And then it has all the listings for the social media. So follow us. We're going to be a lot more active on that. And of course, if you can subscribe to the newsletter, it's in the lower right-hand corner of every page on the website or even on your phone, and join that, because I'm going to be sharing lots of information, a lot of the partner information, the top secret business tips and marketing and things like that I share with them. I'm going to include that in the regular newsletter also, because the more information that people have to grow their business, especially, the better it is for everybody. And of course, once you go to the website, the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of the screen, so it's easy to listen to. Plus, we're on 25 different listening platforms. So I encourage you, please share everything with your friends, your family, your contacts. This information is here. It's free. It is to help you. So use it to your advantage. Use it to your advantage. So go make it a great day, because you deserve it. Sorry it was so long today. I just kind of want to throw this stuff at you. Remember, it's a working warehouse. It's like a Home Depot. All kinds of the ultimate resource center to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. We are eliminating the excuses. Can't say, oh, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to listen to. I didn't know where the contact was. No more excuses, everybody. It's all there. Join our train. It's moving along. We're just there to pick up peeps along the way. Again, go make it a great day. You deserve it. Come back here Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life,
laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.